Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. This is Global Air Force with your host, Jim Rohn.
Praise God, it is another beautiful day. I have a question. When is all this confusion and chaos and trouble going to end on this earth, in this world? For Christians, we are taught and believe that Jesus is coming back and he's going to receive us and then our trouble will end. I've read in the Bible, it says those that have died will be resurrected from the dead. And it also says those that are alive will be caught up with Jesus at his return. That is called the rapture. That sounds exciting, interesting. I like that. Today, I have a man that's investigated just this very topic, when is Jesus returning? And he's written a book. The book is, I Am Coming Sooner Than You Think. The book, I Am Coming Sooner Than You Think, sets forth a prediction of the events leading up to and during the return of Jesus to earth in a way that is comprehensive, logical, and easy to follow, even if you're not familiar with the Bible. The author, Eugene Pratt, is a retired attorney and a district court judge for 30 years. He and his wife, Linda, are independent missionaries and attended Randy Clark's Supernatural School of Ministry in Mechanicsburg, PA. Today is the third time we've had him on our broadcast. The last two times, his wife, Linda, and he was in Cambodia witnessing miracles, wonderful miracles, healing, God moving in a mighty way. Well, God has moved in Gene's life again to write a book. And today he's going to tell his story. And I called him the judge previous programs. Here comes the judge.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Oh, yay. All persons having court.
Thank you. We were called 2010 to be missionaries in Southeast Asia. And the last trip, we made a trip to Fiji. And while I was there, the Lord inspired me to go get a book, and I just felt like the Lord wanted me to write something. And in connection with attending a church, one of the pastors mentioned that he thought the Lord was coming back on the Jewish feast of trumpets. It's a feast in the fall that they celebrate. So I began to study that and write down what I was learning, and pretty soon it turned into a book.
Oh my, quite an accomplishment.
Yes, I started reading there, and then when we got home, I continued to work on it. It was a 3-year project. I surprised myself as much as anybody else on what happened.
So you being an attorney, you studied all these details out of the Bible?
Yes, the end times is like a giant puzzle. Like when you sit down to put a 500-piece puzzle together, a lot of the pieces look alike. They seem to fit, but if you get the wrong piece in the wrong place, then you can't get the picture together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see the end times as that kind of a thing. And when I first started reading about what people said the Bible was saying about it or describing what was going to happen, the pieces all didn't fit. And so I just kept studying and trying to fit the pieces together. And finally, through prayer and study and revelation, they came to come together for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote it down.
And you cover from the Old Testament, the New Testament, Book of Revelation, Daniel. We went all over the Bible in that book.
Yeah, that's why interesting, difficult to understand. That's why a lot of people really don't sit down and study it. and kind of come to their own conclusion. They kind of listen to other people, and if their idea of what the Bible says, and they if they like it, they kind of trying to adopt that and say, well, I trust that man or that woman, and therefore I'm going to go along with what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And my attitude was, I want to come to my own conclusion.
Right.
I want to see what the Scripture says and what the Holy Spirit is speaking to me, and go by that rather than trusting another person.
Mm-hmm. You have been a Christian a long time.
Yeah. I grew up as a Catholic. We went to church every Sunday. We had like 10 kids in our family.
Oh, my.
It wasn't until 1976 or 77 that the Lord healed me of terminal cancer in 1977. And I had an experience with him in that process that changed my life and turned my relationship with him. It was amazing. It's something I've testified to in all my ministry activities because it was so powerful. I had pain for some time. I was practicing law, and I was going to the doctor trying to figure out what was going wrong, what was the problem. They figured out it was Hodgkin's disease, and by that time it was in the fourth stage. So I had tumors in my lymph nodes throughout my body. It was in every organ and part of my body except my bone. Later, I found out I had less than a 10% chance of survival. And what's that, chemotherapy? My attitude was, because I'm an attorney, when I approached it as if I'm trying to analyze my situation, I wasn't afraid of dying, but I didn't feel like I was saved. I didn't understand being born again, and so my problem was I didn't know if I was going to go to heaven if I died. So I began a process of trying to figure that out, and since I was kind of a secular lawyer, what I did, I started reading people's stories on near-death experiences to try to figure out what I need to do to get to heaven if I died. And so I read a book full of these stories. I still wasn't coming to an understanding of salvation. So I started through a second book. And halfway through the book, I was sitting at my kitchen table at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was reading the story of a woman who went to the hospital to be operated on. In the middle of the operation, she said she left her body and went to heaven and came into the presence of Jesus, and she felt the peace and the joy and did not want to go back. But in her mind, she said, I have three children, small children, which was the same situation as I had. I had three small children. When she thought that, of course, Jesus can read our thoughts. And he told her, don't worry, you're not going to die. I have other things for you to do. And when I read those words, the room became electrified. The lights in the room, instead of a steady light, it began to pulsate. And I saw golden shimmers in the air. I didn't understand what it was, but now I know it to be like the Shekinah glory. And suddenly I felt a presence come into the room. I felt compelled to bow my head and close my eyes because I knew it was God. And I just sat there in that chair and I enjoyed the presence. And then I felt like I was levitating off. I felt like I was halfway between the ceiling and the floor. I wasn't, because I checked, opened my eyes to check because it was so powerful that I thought I was levitating. And so I closed my eyes again, and that sensation continued. And then it lasted for some time. I don't know how long. And finally, it began to wane, and I opened my eyes, and I went back and read the words I had just read before this started. And it said, "Don't worry, you're not going to die. I have other things for you to do." And I closed the book and never read it anymore because I knew God had spoken to me. And I went over and sat in my lounger because the presence was still there. And finally, when it decreased enough that I could kind of go on about my business, I went down and went to bed. But he still hadn't told me how to get saved. But that happened a couple of years later. So I've used that testimony over and over again.
Wonderful. I want to hear it. We want to hear it.
Yeah. I had a similar experience when I was saved. I was reading a book late at night. It seems like the Lord uses books for me. And my mom had sent me a book and told me I needed to read it. Trying to convince me that the Bible was the inerrant Word of God. And about halfway through the book, it convinced me. And it said, the author said, "If you believe that the Bible is the Word of God, this is what you need to do to get saved." And so I got down out of bed, down on my knees, and I confessed my sin. Asked God to come, Jesus to come into my heart, and I surrendered my life to him. And when I did that, the same thing happened as 2 years before at the kitchen table. And I knew the Lord was communicating and speaking to me through that presence, that powerful presence I experienced. And I got up the next morning, opened the Bible, and all of a sudden, I could understand it. So I knew the Holy Spirit was in me, helping me to understand the Word. So that was my beginning of my Christian walk. Yes. I had tried to read the Bible before that night, and I couldn't understand it. It was all hell ahead stuff, and there was no impact. And suddenly, everything changed. And so I went on like a 20-year intense study of the Word.
What about this book today? I Am Coming Sooner Than You Think, a book written by Eugene Pratt and published in 2022. Now, Eugene says it's an alternate view on the rapture of the church and the Great Tribulation.
My wife and I bought and read some between 100 and 200 books on different subjects in the Bible, studied the Word, read books, other opinions of other reputable Bible scholars, and so that it was done on our own, not through any church or anything else. I wanted to know it myself, and I wanted. Part of my problem was when I started reading the Bible, I felt like all the Christian professional leaders that I had listened to didn't necessarily tell me the truth of what the full Bible said. So I wanted to study it myself. So we did. So we had quite a library of books. Yeah, I'm not a pastor. I talked like a regular person, more like an attorney, I guess.
I like that, but you've taken it serious, like a judge.
Yeah.
You've taken these scriptures and you've stacked them up and compared them and made them integrated them.
I knew when I wrote it that I'd probably get some blowback on it because it's not consistent with the majority opinion in the Christian churches. But I felt like I had to write what the Lord was giving me anyway. It's not a soothing book. It's a book that says we need to be ready. We need to get ready because there are serious things coming down the road. And if we look at our world right now and what's happening in our country, and it seems obvious to me that we're headed in that direction fairly rapidly. And it's confirming to me anyway that this end times is coming rapidly. The lawlessness and the deception and the confusion. And we're starting to see things like AI and the ability to have like digital money to control whether or not you can buy or sell things. I mean, the things that need to happen for these events to take place, they're being put in place. I mean, the lawlessness and the attitude of children to their parents, and it's all coming to play, and it's serious because. And my concern, I really wrote this book for the young people, because I believe the young people alive today will see this happen, and my hope is that some people will read this book and prepare themselves and to be the mature Christian. So that when these events begin to take place, they will be ready to evangelize the world. Because this is what the church is going to be doing in the midst of all these horrific events. So that's my hope. And the majority opinion says that the church will be raptured or taken out of the world before the worst of these events take place. And that tends to be cause people to say, well, I don't have to prepare myself for persecution to be able to persevere through the awful persecution that's coming. My concern is that they won't be ready to persevere and endure and be ready to receive the power of the Holy Spirit that the church has never seen before.
But in Revelation 7:14, these are they that who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. These are people that have made it out of the great tribulation. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
So you believe the Christians will be going, everybody will be going through the great tribulation?
Yes. I think the rapture or the calling out of the church will happen very near the end, because the way I, in examining the feast, I realized that Jesus fulfilled the first four feasts, the Jewish feast, when he came the first time. And from Pentecost, the church age has begun, and it will end when Jesus comes back and fulfills the last three Jewish feasts, which are in the fall. And they're fairly close together, just like the first three feasts are. And so as the Antichrist and his army begins to attack Israel and getting ready to try to wipe them off the face of the earth, the church will be taken out just before he destroys the Antichrist and his armies that he built and brought against Israel. So prior to that time, I believe we're going to see wars and famine and great death. And I believe the Third World War will take place in the midst of that. And that'll be a nuclear war that will destroy multitudes of people. I think it will impact every major nation on earth. And if you're not ready for the that disruption and trauma, we're not going to be able to fulfill the purpose that God will have for His church during those times.
You have a leading of the Holy Spirit. So when you talk, we got to look at this seriously.
Yes.
I want to emphasize the point that the Holy Spirit is working with you.
One of the area where I got the most from Revelation rather than and being able to figure it out with my head is the seven trumpets, because I didn't understand that when I started writing my book. I didn't have any real grasp what that was. And so when I come to that part, I would have to stop and pray. And I would actually pray for the Holy Spirit to fill my brain. And I could feel the Holy Spirit like it's a fullness in my head. And my wife would pray with me and for me. And within 24 hours, I'd get an understanding of that particular part. And that was the section that spoke of the Third World War and the nuclear war. And that was all revelation of the Holy Spirit. I didn't understand it before I started writing the book. Yes. The reason I called, the reason I titled the book, I'm Coming Sooner Than You Think, is because that's exactly what the Lord, the Holy Spirit, spoke to my wife in Thailand in the middle of a church service. And it's a warning that we don't have as much time as we think, that the world is not going to continue as it is, that we're headed for a cataclysm. The church needs to cleanse itself. It needs to sanctify itself. It needs to be fully attached to the Holy Spirit and the Word of God so that they can be the army for the Lord that He wants. That's my hope for this book. I hope it touches somebody's heart, and maybe they will continue to spread that kind of enthusiasm for being God's servant during the end times that are coming sooner than you think.
Wonderful. Jane, could you pray for our audience today?
Absolutely. For everybody listening, I urge you to be serious in your walk with God, to fully commit yourself to serve Him, to live your life for Him and not yourself. It was a long process for me to get to fully get to that point, to be willing to go to other lands and people and cultures that you're not familiar with to deliver the message that Jesus started and commanded us to spread it all over the earth. The Bible has a large section where He talks about His second coming. It's significant to Him. And it should be significant to your church, His church, really. And so I pray that kind of seriousness will come to lead you into that kind of approach. In Jesus' name, amen.
Today we had Eugene Pratt, and we focused on his book.
Thank you.
The marketplace is empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builder's tools are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labors. In the courtroom, no debate. Work on earth is all suspended as the king comes through the gate.
All the railroad cars are empty as they rattle down the tracks. In the newsroom, no one watches as machines type pointless facts. All the planes veer off their courses No one sits at the controls, for the king of all the ages comes to claim eternal souls. Happy faces line the hallways, those whose lives have been redeemed, broken homes that he has mended, those from prison he has freed. Little children and the aged, hand in hand, stand all aglow, who were crippled, broken, ruined, clad in garments white as snow.
I can hear the chariots rumble, I can see the marching throng, the flurry of God's trumpets spell the end of sin and wrong. Regal robes are now unfolding, heaven's grandstands all in place, heaven's choir now assembled, start to sing amazing grace. Oh, the king is coming, the king is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see. Oh, the king is coming, the king is coming. Praise God, he's coming for me.
What a time we will have when we cross and raise the foam. What a time we will have over there when the saints of all ages are getting home. What a time we will have over there. What a time we will have when we reach that far land.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Be a part of the Global Air Force Radio Ministry. Please go to our website at www.globalairforce.net. That's www.globalairforce.net.